Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to go ahead and make a few calls in this short segment and start the next segment. I'm going to try to cover this all in one segment. Very important information. Greenpeace to global warming skeptics, we know where you live. And how that ties into leaked UN documents, real plan for green world order by 2012. Top eco-fascist calls for end of freedom to fight global warming. It all gives you a very interesting picture about the mindset of the people we're up against and their authoritarian nature. I mean, they admit they want authoritarianism. They're calling for tyranny. It doesn't get any clearer and cut and dry than that. We're fighting tyrants, period. Michael in California, you're on the air.
Wow, I'm first up? You got to be kidding me. I just called. Anyway, Alex, some strange things happened to me in the first part of March after I started writing a book. I discovered something monitoring Google Maps satellite that blew my mind. Okay, and I'm sitting here trying to send you the photo as we speak on Prison Planet Support. Okay, anyway, me and a buddy of mine, we monitor earthquakes, and we were observing faults. And I was going up along the west coast of California following that Cascadia fault line, and I just kept going, and it started shooting west towards Alaska. And I get past the Horn of Alaska, and there's a stinger of a scorpion staring me right in the face on the bottom of the ocean floor. So what I did was I zoomed out, and to my astonishment, all the beasts written in prophecy in the Bible are painted on the ocean floor.
I'll tell you what, send that to showtips@infowars.com. That's not really what we cover here on the show. Smoke in the towers that show the devil or things like that, but I'll take a look at it. I know in architecture, they have barracks that are swastikas and pyramids, and that the elite are obsessed with numerology and architecture. We've had some professors on to cover that. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Oregon. Eric, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for everything you're doing. You're making me really inspired to do whatever I can to make the most effort to help everyone we can. You're welcome. One thing you were saying recently was about the Green World Order, and before that article came up with the UN releasing that, I had seen a hemp company that was promoting this Green World Order thing, and I'm like really following all these companies and seeing who's actually legitimate. A lot of companies come from China and stuff like that, so to get something grown in America would be great, but then you find these companies that are front companies that seems like they're promoting this whole green agenda. And so I see it being co-opted by people that want to push the global warming agenda through the hemp movement or through these...
That's George Soros. I mean, just because Soros wants marijuana decriminalization doesn't mean that marijuana decriminalization is a bad thing. It means he knows that if 87% of the American people have smoked or do smoke marijuana, that it's going to end up being decriminalized, and he wants to make sure he controls that movement. And so absolutely, it's just full of government and foundation infiltrators. But that's going to happen with anything. That's why the globalists are in control. They always try to control all sides of any debate.
Well, so the hemp movement is trying to be taken over, so if they actually legalize one day, they'll have all the companies in place to have all the hemp plastic, the hemp wood, the hemp construction, so that one day that if people are doing it, who knows?
Exactly. It was big companies 80 years ago, DuPont and Dow Chemical, that got hemp banned, even the varieties that have no THC, because it was better than their polyester, it was better than cotton, it was better for oils. You can grow it anywhere. It's a great crop. That's why George Washington grew it. Great points. Appreciate the call, Eric. Ernie, Steve, Herman, Brian, and others, your calls are coming up. 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to get into the Green World Order straight ahead. Don't forget, April, we're launching two different info weapon salvos at the enemy. How big an effect they have is up to you. Two new films in the month of April.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United Nations, the Club of Rome, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, the head climatologist at NASA, thousands of prominent environmentalists are on record saying they want a organized, authoritarian world economy run by them. It is about feudalism. It is about serfdom. It is about dominating humanity, deciding who can have a business, who can have a job, where you can have a factory. And they've chosen carbon dioxide, one of the four life-giving elements on Earth. Carbon dioxide, oxygen, water, and sunlight. That is the carbon cycle. They're not stopping cross-species genetic engineering. They're not stopping the superconducting super collider at Hadron. They're not stopping the development of antimatter weapons. The elite are rushing in their attempt to be as gods. They have created high-tech government and private industry reservations that are, in many cases, 30 years advanced in the technology that the general public is privy to. An example, the government now admits they've had highly advanced space planes for over 30 years. NASA just over the weekend started showing some of the vehicles to the public. We'll be talking about that later when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. The public is given mindless issues to be concerned with, fashion, sports, things that don't matter. Their minds are filled with pointless trivia. Meanwhile, a cult of eugenicists is in control of our society. As the public begins to wake up to the fact that the greenhouse gas taxes are about controlling society, controlling industry with selective enforcement, taxing and regulating our lives, as world government is openly announced and we're told that indeed a private cartel of banks rule the planet, people are waking up as they see the climate gate emails, as they learn about systemic, organized, system-wide fraud between the UN and major universities and major governments. The people are waking up and saying no. Now, we know that for a long time in internal Club of Rome, UN documents, Pentagon documents, that in many cases aren't even classified. They're just not widely distributed or published or covered on the news. We've known this is an authoritarian tyranny. We've known this. But now, every day, I see articles written and distributed by the leaders of what is known as the environmental movement, openly saying they are setting up tyranny and that it will be authoritarian and that you will have no choice and that they need to come out in the open and physically bully the people of the planet and ignore the will of the population of the planet. Greenpeace, to global warming skeptics, we know where you live, prisonplanet.com. Links to the mainstream articles and links to Greenpeace where they have articles openly stating it. An article carried by the official Greenpeace website, written by a Greenpeace member, urges climate alarmists, they're climate terrorists, oh, the seas will rise, you will all die if you don't give us money and let us run your lives. An article carried by the official Greenpeace website, written by a Greenpeace member, urges climate activists to resort to criminal activity in an effort to reinvigorate momentum for their stalling global warming agenda while ominously threatening climate skeptics. We know where you live. That's a quote. The article written by Greenpeace activist Jean from India calls for mass civil disobedience to cut off the financial oxygen from denial and skepticism. Not allowed to be skeptical, not allowed to catch them in fraud. Notice they say cut off the oxygen. Well, you do cut off the carbon dioxide. That does cut off the oxygen. Jean then has a special message for roughly half of Americans who, in the wake of the ClimateGate scandal, are now skeptical of man-made global warming. Quote, we know where you are, we know where you live, we know where you work, and we be many, but you be few. And I've talked about how if you park your SUV at city parks in Austin, and this is in many other areas of the country, they will slash your tires, key your car, bash your windows out. You go to Zilker Park, it's just covered with glass, the parking lots. My car's been keyed. I've been there driving a smaller vehicle and seen windows that were freshly bashed out. It is just an orgy of evil. And now they're creating the Green Police and hiring these control freaks to be turned loose on the population and having Audi commercials to show you exactly what they're already doing in Europe. Jean quotes another climate activist who calls for an army of greenies to break the law and take retribution against anyone who stands in their way. The politicians have failed. Now it's up to us. We must break the law to make the laws we need. Laws that are supposed to protect society and protect our future. Until our laws do that, screw being climate lobbyists. Screw being climate activists. It's not working. We need an army of climate outlaws. Greenpeace has not issued a retraction of the comments, preferring instead to buffer the blog at both beginning and end with desperate-sounding explanations, insisting that the author has peaceful intentions. The organization has obviously been taking a hammering for this, as it worsens their public relations disaster. This is by no means the first time global warming adherents have resorted to physical threats in an effort to bolster their rapidly crumbling credibility on climate change issues. In June last year, a global warming activist posted an article on the Talking Points Memo website entitled, at what point do we jail or execute global warming deniers? Shortly after the article was retracted, a comment traced back to another prominent global warming activist, which appeared on the Climate Progress blog, threatened skeptics that an entire generation will soon be ready to strangle you with your kind while you sleep on your beds. Website owner Joe Rahm defended the comments as clearly not a threat, but a prediction. For years, climate skeptics have been the target of campaigns to denounce them as criminals and traitors on the scale of the Nazis, with calls for Nuremberg trials. A July 2007 Senate report detailed how skeptical scientists have faced threats and intimidation. Well, just a few months ago, Cash Sunstein said, arrest people that deny anthropogenic global warming. He's the White House regulations arm. Is this really the kind of caring, sensitive message this charity ought to be conveying to the world? Asked James Dillingpole. Not to judge by the comments below. Happy Easter, Greenpeace PR department. I think you're going to have a busy next few days. As a recent psychological science study highlighted, warmers tend not to adhere to the caring, sensitive image they portray when it comes to their own private lives. The study was actually pushed by pro-warmists, and they thought it would show they were more loving and show they're six times more likely to steal if they hate their fellow man. Those who wear what the authors call the halo of green consumerism are less likely to be kind to others and more likely to cheat and steal, summarizes the Telegraph's Ian Hollingshead. Faced with various moral choices, whether to stick to the rules and games, for example, or to pay themselves an appropriate wage, the green participants behaved much worse in the experiments than their conventional counterparts. The short answer to the paper's question is, no, greens are mean. Despite Greenpeace's efforts at damage control, there can be little doubt as to the true context of the article. By first encouraging climate activists to break the law in pursuit of their stalling political agenda, Gene has greased the skids for criminal activity, concluding that threats to climate skeptics that we know where you live is clearly a form of intimidation and an invitation for a, quote, army of climate outlaws to take physical retribution against people who disagree with them. Imagine if InfoWars.com put out an article urging its readers to break the law in order to combat the IRS. Imagine if we told IRS agents, we know where you live. We'd be raided quicker than a heartbeat, and Alex Jones would be demonized all over the establishment media as a dangerous extremist. Indeed, a mere peaceful letter-writing campaign urging governors to resign was leapt upon by the media and the federal government this past week as a concerning portent of extremist threat. Some capitals were locked down. An extremist threat posed by constitutionalists despite the fact that there was no indication of violence. When so-called right-wingers or libertarians merely write letters urging peaceful political change, they are demonized as terrorist hate-mongers. But when greenies openly call for criminal behavior, allied with thinly veiled threats of physical violence, it's no big deal. Will CNN and MSNBC devote weeks of endless coverage to Greenpeace's threats towards people they disagree with? There's more chance of Keith Olbermann awarding Representative Hank Johnson, a major global warming adherent, his worst person in the world, going for hilariously warning that the island of Guam could capsize like a boat due to overpopulation. Now, I read that article in full. When we come back, I want to back it up with just a few articles we printed this morning from the last few weeks with what leaders of other major environmental organizations are calling for. And tie it in with leaked UN document reveals plan for Green World Order by 2012. When we return, top eco-fascist calls for end of freedom to fight global warming. Population reduction enthusiast says a few people with authority should run the planet, and an authoritarian system is now needed. This environmental movement is authoritarian from its beginnings. It is oppressive. It is anti-human and anti-environment. They are eugenicists. It is covered in my seminal film, End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We'll break it down. The threat to all of us
on the other side. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
The name of the game with the green tyrants is control of resources, control of your life, making you dependent on them, making you get government health care, where they ration the care, where they decide what treatments you can get openly to reduce world population. But it's so horrifying, it's so evil. The average person who's good can't imagine this is happening. Remember last year, the headline in the Financial Times of London and now for World Government by their foreign news editor, where he called for an authoritarian system? He said, yes, we've been building it in stealth because you're too stupid to realize that you need this.
Well, what did James Lovelock say last week in The Guardian? Humans are too stupid to prevent climate change. In his first in-depth interview since the theft of the UEA emails, which the government now has cleared, a one-day inquiry, they say nothing bad happened with ClimateGate, the scientist blames inertia and democracy for lack of action. That's a quote. Now, let me read you Paul Watson's detailed article on this. Top eco-fascist calls for end of freedom to fight global warming. And we're seeing these calls everywhere and for physical attacks on those of us that expose these eugenicists. Open violence, open tyranny, open oppression, open calls for an end of freedom. You understand? There's no doubt the battle lines are drawn here. And the right wing's controlled by the fake terror paradigm calling for secret arrest, torture, and war. So they cover the bases. As the Club of Rome 1991 document said, they'll control the right wing with fake terror, they'll control the left with fake environmentalism. The renowned environmentalist, known for his advocacy of population reduction as a means of offsetting climate change, has called for a, quote, more authoritative world, authoritarian world, where freedom comes second to tackling what he sees as the devastating effects of global warming. Futurist James Lovelock, who believes the planet has a soul, that's very futuristic, no, that's ancient, tells the London Guardian that he believes, quote, it may be necessary to put democracy on hold for a while in order to save humanity. See, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. Two wolves and a sheep is democracy. We're a republic. If 99% say kill the 1%, you can't do it in a republic. So they've tried to push democracy and get 51% to vote for tyranny. But if they can't get that, they'll just go to open tyranny. You understand? I mean, just because you get 51% of people to say kill anybody with red hair, it doesn't happen. We need a more authoritative world, Lovelock states, authoritarian. We become a sort of cheeky egalitarian world where everyone can have their say. This is a quote. It's all very well, but there are certain circumstances. A war is a typical example where you can't do that, the 90-year-old proponent of the Gaia hypothesis adds. You've got to have a few people with authority who you trust who are running it. Oh, a few people like him. And they should be very accountable, too, of course. Oh, very accountable authoritarians. But it can't happen in modern democracy. This is one of the problems. I'm still quoting. What's the alternative to democracy? There isn't one. But even the best democracies agree that when the climate change may be an issue as severe as war, it may be necessary to put democracy on hold for a while till you're brainwashed to vote the way they want it, Lovelock concludes. Which people with authority could Lovelock have in mind for his tyrannical takeover in the name of Mother Earth? Certainly not the disgraced UN-affiliated climate scientist whose involvement in several recent scandals, even Lovelock admits, is reprehensible. Fudging the data in any way whatsoever is quite literally a sin against the Holy Ghost of science. I'm not religious, but I put it that way because I feel so strongly. It's the one thing you do not ever do. You've got to have standards, he states in the interview. Like authoritarianism? Lovelock also has little faith in renewable energies, carbon trading, or cap-and-trade schemes, which he previously told The New Scientist are verging on a gigantic scam. Well, your whole thing is a scam. I mean, what do you expect? Lovelock repeats this sentiment in the latest interview with The Guardian, and he goes on to say it's a fraud. So perhaps Lovelock would point to his friends at the Optimum Population Trust, who we've had on, a notorious UK-based public policy group that campaigns for a gradual decline in the global human population to what it sees as a sustainable level. Lovelock became a patron of the think tank in 2009. In a statement released by the trust to mark the appointment, Lovelock called on the environmental movement as a whole to recognize the truth and speak out. Then it goes on with all the calls for global government and forced population reduction by different world leaders and organizations. Now, when we come back, I'm going to finish up with how they plan to deploy this authoritarian system and how we need to stop it. Then your phone calls, then I'll get into the latest on the stage, malicious things, and the economy. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
So what does the Financial Times of London call for? What does the Guardian call for in its editorial pages? What does Dr. Eric Bianca at UT call for? Peter Singer at Princeton. Ted Turner. What does the UN call for in their 1996 biological diversity assessment? What does the 1973 State Department Memorandum 200 call for? Just off the top of my head, I could sit here for the next hour rattling off public policy, government official policy to set up an oppressive planetary state. I'm quoting from EcoScience, a planetary regime to drug the water, to sterilize the population, to dumb the population down, to put cancer viruses in the vaccines. Do you think I just get up here and say they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines? Do you think I just get up here and tell you they're infecting every major vaccine? It was on CNN 2 weeks ago that over 1 million kids got a vaccine with a live pig virus that gives humans cancer in it. They're giving kids all over the world the HPV shot that kills and maims many and has live cancer virus in it. Doesn't protect you. It's overwhelming. It's very hard for me to even get up here on the radio more and more. I mean, I want you to know that. This is weighing on me so much that I am not even the person to bring you information that's important. But who else is doing it? I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I don't like the fact that I'm here having to cover this. I can't believe it's so real. I can't handle the fact that I know it's all real. I know it's all going on right now, and I want it to stop. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of publications the last 2 years calling for an authoritarian, oppressive world government. They're not denying they're setting up a world government anymore. They say, we're setting it up for your own good, and that's the way it is. And then there's all these well-to-do, middle-class people that I see at shopping malls and at restaurants and on the street who laugh at me. They laugh at me. Because they're so narcissistic, they're so self-centered, they're so dumbed down, they're only focused on the 10-mile bike ride they're going to take or the decathlon they're going to run or their mistress they're going to have sex with, that it's funny. They just think that it's not their responsibility as men and as women to be involved and informed and standing up against evil. Now, more and more people aren't laughing. I had several neighbors come up when I was in the front yard this weekend and shake my hand and, you know, tell me they appreciate what I'm doing. And I recognize them as neighbors in the last few years that have driven by and looked fearfully at me. But I guess they're starting to realize that it's not Alex Jones that's scary. It's the information I'm covering. And you should be concerned. You have that fear instinct to get you up off your butt to do something about these people that we face. I mean, there's no more denial. They're not lying about the world government anymore. They're shoving it in your face and saying, we're going to spike your water. We're going to spike your drugs. We're going to spike your food. And we've already been beta testing it. And we're sitting here in a petri dish like lab animals having these experiments done on us. And why can't the cops wake up and join us faster? Why can't the government bureaucrats wake up to what's happening? Because they're comfortable, they're on petty power trips, and they don't want to admit what I'm talking about is real. They won't even go research it for themselves. They don't fundamentally care about their family, their children, or their species. Because at the core, they don't have respect for themselves. They don't realize their destiny as a human and the destiny of this species. Their spirits are corrupt. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, if you aren't burning with desire to warn people, burning with desire to learn this information, burning with desire to engage the enemy, I can't handle it. I can't handle chills running up and down my spine 5-6 hours a day. And then seeing other people who have no idea how perilous this is, no idea how real it is, no idea how there's mountains of just out in the open evidence. Sure, 10, 15 years ago, people talk about a world government plan to use environmentalism to bring in an oppressive police state, to then straitjacket society, to then carry out an orderly extermination. But now it's out in the open. Now it's out in the open. A green world order, an authoritarian oppression. In your face saying they're going to be authoritarian. That they are authoritarian. That, yeah, they built it in stealth because they know best and you're a fool. And when you catch them in fraud, they have a one-day inquiry and say there was no fraud when it's admitted there was fraud. They are a conscious group of elitists that hate their fellow man. When I love my fellow man, when I see people dumbed down and stupid and petty, I feel sorry for them. I want to uplift them. The elites do everything they can to dumb people down and to fill our minds with mindless, pointless fluff, and then they sit there, it's like breaking a cow's legs, walking up with a baseball bat, breaking its legs, and watching it flopping around on the ground while wolves tear its guts out and saying, look at that stupid cow, it can't get up on its feet and defend itself. You break our legs so you can bring in your control grid so nobody can challenge you. You reduce the average IQ by 20 points. That's what just drinking one part per million fluoride does in every major study with just 5 years of drinking it during development. It's not as bad if you drink it later. It's still poisonous to your whole system, but you develop the neural pathways. So it doesn't matter if you have massive brain die-off, you can still operate. That's the beauty of the human mind. That's why they say you only use 10% of your brain. Well, that's because most of your brain dies by the time you get old, so you need that what you've got. It's like a gas tank. As the brain cells die, you make new neural connections. You use old pathways. You break our legs, and you sit there watching humanity in squalor and pain. I read the Royal Commission report from 49, how they plan to destroy the third world, not let them industrialize, how the population would then explode, how that would be used as a people bomb to control them and keep them down, and then later you would just exterminate that mass. Talk about evil, and you sit up there telling us all day how much you love us and how good you are and how we're just a cancer, how we're a virus, and you're going to eradicate us for our own good. Your water is being poisoned with hundreds of deadly chemicals by design. Your sperm count is down by over 85% in every country that fluoridates. You are being injected with time-delayed cancer viruses that embed in your cell structure DNA. The RNA embeds. The GMO food has been designed to sterilize you and to attack all your major organs. That's mainstream admitted. They just say it's an accident. You are being soft-killed. You are being intoxicated with poison. You are being murdered slowly. That's what these psychopaths are doing. They are taking over the healthcare. They are taking over all facets of industry. They are brainwashing your children right now in public schools. And if you can't get your kids out of the public schools because they've gotten you financially to a point where you can't afford it, you can at least turn the television off and at least explain to your children how you're all under attack and your children's instincts will kick in and they will stop rebelling against you if you do it early enough. I will assure you, people's children in ancient times did not rebel against their parents like they do today. I've studied the history. Especially in oppressed groups, the children were absolutely on their family's team, but you were never taught how to have your children on your side. In fact, you're taught through the psychological systems today, how to turn your children against you. And you wonder why your children get worse and worse. They know in every study that when they started death education in 1991 in public schools, that within 5 to 6 years, suicide doubled, and now it's triple what it was in the 1980s. And they have all these specials about bullying and suicide, and all it does is increase the suicide, introducing the idea of suicide. They teach the kids how to commit suicide when they tell them don't commit suicide. It's just pure darkness by these mentally ill psychiatrists and psychologists who have the highest rate of suicide of any group. Oh, they're intelligent, but they're sick and twisted. They are insane, but they're also conscious. These are horrible control freaks who know how humans work and are doing whatever they can to hurt you. They enjoy that power over you. It's the ultimate power trip. It's what authoritarian despots and their servant class always do in every case. I'm only telling you history and what's currently happening, and I just read to you quote after quote and article after article where they're openly saying, okay, we can't pass this through our legislatures. We're going to authoritarian force this through the executive branches, and we're going to start bullying and burning more things down and attacking more people. They mean business. Because we are kicking their butt peacefully with the information. The people are waking up. That's why they're trying to provocateur militias nationwide to start a war. That's why they're setting people up. Because they want an excuse to come in with violence against us, but they need to trigger violence first so they have a pretext to come after the American people and the people of the world. And if you do catch one of these environmentalists trying to burn your house down, it's legal and lawful in all but a few U.S. cities to defend yourself. It's time to arm yourself. Work for peace. Work for a peaceful restoration of the republic against these revolutionaries. They're funded by the same banks that funded the fascists and the communists, and as Carol Quigley wrote at Georgetown, he was allowed into the globalist annals of OSS and CIA. They control the authoritarian spectrum. And they give you false choices within the authoritarian spectrum. We work for peace. We prepare for war. And we study the art of war for knowledge and defense. By the way, many philosophers said that. That isn't from Star Wars, though you've heard it there. The Jedi never uses the Force for attack, only for knowledge and defense. That goes back to the philosophers. Leaked UN documents reveal plan for green world order by 2012. Leaked policy documents reveal the United Nations plans to create a green world order by 2012, which will be enforced by a structure of global governance and funded by a gargantuan $45 trillion transfer of wealth from the richest countries as the globalists' insidious plan to centralize power, crush sovereignty, while devastating the economy is exposed once again. As we warned at the time, this failure of Copenhagen in December did not spell the end of the global warming heist, but merely a roadblock in the UN's agenda to create a world government funded by taxes paid by you on the very substance you exhale, carbon dioxide. By using the justification of the vehemently debunked hoax that carbon dioxide is a deadly threat to our planet, the UN is already working to resurrect the failed Copenhagen argument with a series of new Copenhagen process negotiations set to take place in April, May, and June. Leaked planning documents obtained by Fox News lift the lid off the UN's plan to impose global governance by the end of 2012, World Summit of Sustainable Development in Rio, which will mark the 20th anniversary since the notorious Earth Summit held in the same city, where Maurice Strong said, it is our job to destroy industrial society. The new Rio Summit will end, according to UN documents obtained by Fox News, with a focused political document, presumably laying out the framework for international commitments to the new Green World Order. That's a quote from the document. Now, as we told you back in December when Copenhagen failed, that they announced that the G20 banks that run this would just start levying taxes through the executive and paying it to themselves. And that's now been announced 2 weeks ago by Gordon Brown. That's actually in Invisible Empire, by the way. That's how up-to-date this film is. We're working on it 2 weeks ago. And it goes on to talk about a radical transformation, an authoritarian system. So remember what they're doing with your school children, with your brownies and Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, what they're doing at your churches. Well-meaning preachers, well-meaning scout leaders, well-meaning public school teachers, up there telling your children the earth is dying. We've got to have global government. That's in the textbooks. We've got to have a new world order. We've got to restrict what we're doing. Your parents are bad. I've seen that in Time Magazine, Newsweek for Kids. I've seen it in the New York Times, where Al Gore, last year, gave a speech. He gives them all over the country to elementary students saying, your parents are bad. You've got to report them. You've got to tell them they're wrong. I mean, you let the state come in. And you let criminal thugs come in and tell your children to turn against you? The most fundamental, outrageous, authoritarian tyranny? And they're all over the news announcing they're going to get more aggressive with people? And I've got news articles all over the U.S., Canada, England, Europe, Australia, New Zealand of the green police, just like in the Audi ad, but real police in white and green uniforms and white and green trucks, creating SWAT teams and harassing people and saying they're going to arrest you for the wrong light bulbs or the wrong toilet. And they've got all these horribly dumbed down, violent kids that have played video games filled with violence who just want power that are now 20, 25 years old getting uniforms and getting weapon systems who've been taught to get violent with us. And then God forbid when they're beating you up or robbing your house that you defend yourself, you're going to be called a terrorist. And they want you to defend yourself, but what else can you do? They want a war with you. They want blood, like every other tyrant and their servants have always wanted. They recruit scum. They recruit control freaks. They recruit criminal filth. And the government is run universally by criminal filth at the top. And it's time for the military, it's time for the police, to read what these enemies actually say and to realize they're not a bunch of tree-petting, tree-hugging, dolphin-hugging, well-meaning idiots. These are a murder gang of pirates and thugs openly poisoning your water supply. That's why your testosterone level's down. That's why your sperm count's down. That's why women can't have children. That's why your thyroid's screwed up. Over 30% of women now, and your hair's falling out. You're being chemically savaged every single day. You think you're part of the government, fools? And I'm talking to even the environmental servants. You don't know what you're part of. But I'm here telling you what you're part of. I'm here reading what your capos and what your bosses are saying and what they're setting up and what they're doing. So I tell you now, you don't have to choose a side. You are on the side of humanity, fools. Those of you who serve this, you may play a mental mind trick with yourself and tell yourself you're part of the winning team and you get off on that primitive feeling of power over society. But I tell you from the bottom of my heart, and from the depths of my intellect and all the research we've done, humanity now faces the greatest evil in its history. And it is up to all of us who see this corruption and see this threat to our species to become fully informed and to focus mentally and prepare ourselves and to go out to every hill and mountain, every valley, and to warn the people. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Look at your young empire team. Look at your winning cry.
We're going to Ernie, Steve, Herman, Brian, Joe, and others. Covering a lot of news. Wide open telephones when we start the next hour. 1-800-259-9231. When I say you have to choose sides, you have to do that consciously. You are on the side of humanity, no matter what position of power you have. These elitists have only lied to themselves and don't know that they're connected to everyone else. And to all the servants who were on these power trips, these petty power trips,
you are under attack just as much as I'm under attack, or my staff is under attack. And this attack is out in the open. There's no more time for denial. There's no more time to play games. You need to research the information we cover in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You need to research all the documents and articles we post on a daily basis as our enemies say they want to oppress us and hurt us and, yes, kill us. That's what other dictators did. That's what other corrupt systems did. That's their nature. That's the type of people that get into power when governments and societies go bad. The mindset of the psychopath, of the sadist, of the control freak, of the power-tripping evil types that are out there is then manifest throughout the country, throughout the empire, throughout the world when these people get into control. It's like if you own your house, you decide what color to have the roof, what color to paint it. You decide what fixtures you have. You decide what color carpet. You decide what books are on the shelves. Well, look at the books on our shelves as a society. Look at the television. Look at the culture. Look at what the elite is pushing. Look at what they're into. Look at what they say they are erecting. Look at what they've built. Look at their fruits. And there's no time for denial anymore. We have to make a decision as a society, as a species. We have to decide what our priorities are. Is your priority just enjoying yourself? Is your priority just having fun? You've been beguiled into this system to blind yourself so you don't see what's happening, so they can control the world, so they can control human destiny. The most horrific individuals the world has ever seen in control of our destiny. That's what this is about. We all die, but our species goes on. We would have no freedom. We would have no free market. We would have no private property if we didn't have people that stood up for it earlier. We owe everything to our ancestors, and our ancestors are going to not just roll in their graves, but our progeny will look back on us, their ancestors, with shame. History is watching right now. So make a decision to get really focused on these issues and to get really informed, to not believe me, to research it for yourself and find out just how serious this is, and to support us. We need treasure to fund this operation. We need funds. We need you to buy the books and videos that wake other people up. It's a symbiotic relationship. But if you can't buy Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, if you can't purchase the two new films coming out this month, Invisible Empire and New World Defined, that are incredible documentaries that will wake people up, you can give people the free link who have iPhones to the iPhone app. You can send people the YouTube videos. You can share your passcode with a few friends and family from PrisonPlanet.tv. If you have the time and the capital and the energy, make copies of the films. Give them to people. The population knows something is wrong intellectually, but more importantly, those that have any soul feel it in their gut, their discernment. So we're going to come back and take your calls, but we have two new trailers out for both the two new films at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or on the YouTube channel. Please send it out to everyone you know. And please order the DVDs and make copies of them and give them out to everyone you know. Please order. Endgame. You may have researched my claims and know they're true, but your friends and family, they haven't. Endgame has an online bibliography. What is the endgame.com? Just don't wait any longer. However you can, warn the people. The documentary films are one of the best ways to do it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.